Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
Starting off this week's Music for the Mountain Bluegrass from a compilation, The Best of Red Smiley, 25 Bluegrass Classics. Actually, I have a lot of compilations this week. One of the sites that puts stuff out for us radio people has been re-releasing a lot of old compilations and albums and whatnot. CMH and Rounder, and I think that might have been Rural Rhythm, who are always putting out old stuff, but thank you to all those labels who are doing that right now. Great stuff. And yes, the metadata is not going to tell me which album this one's originally from. You might know. It's the Johnson Mountain Boys. This is Memories Cover Everything I Own on Music for the Mountain.
Memory still, you left a vague inspired.
Osborne Brothers for you here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. Taking that from the Bluegrass Collection album. And Sunny Side of the Mountain, of course, there for you. The Tony Rice Unit from Manzanita. We had Hold What You Got. And at the top, the Johnson Mountain Boys from Let the Whole World Talk. Yeah, I figured it out. Memories cover everything I own. You're tuned in to Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad to have you along with us for our weekly hour here. I'm going to do a bit of a tribute set. I found out recently that my Aunt Tina, the Reverend Christine Haynes, just passed away out there in Weed, California, in her beautiful home with a wonderful view of Mount Shasta, peacefully in her sleep, I might add. So that's about as good as it gets when it comes to that sort of thing. But at the tender age of only 70, we'll miss her greatly. She liked bluegrass music, and I'm going to play some stuff for her here, some bluegrass gospel, since she was the Reverend. Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, This World Is Not My Home.
Oh, Lord, you know. you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. From heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, there'll be no dying there. The saints all shouting victory and singing everywhere. I hear the voice of those that's gone before, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
This is Ralph Stanley, and I'd like to tell you where you can listen to some good music, and that's the Music for the Mountain. Tune in.
The shepherd leads me out to green pastures where the clear, sweet waters flow. No evil shadow are all around me. I'm not afraid. He's there, I know.
The Doctor. Yeah, Dr. Ralph. And one from Old Country Church there, Green Pastures in the Sky, wrapping up a little set for my aunt Christine Haynes, the Reverend, who we just lost out there in California a few weeks ago. So there you go. And we had Flattened Scruggs in there as well. Is There Room for Me? And Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys at the top. This World Is Not My Home. I don't know if you saw, or if you even watched TV, but that show American Pickers, you know, the one where it has the two guys riding around the van who stop to look for old rusty junk and try and resell it and all that kind of stuff. They were in Virginia recently for a show and stumbled across this guy who used to do clear outs for various people. One of the people he used to clear out for was Ralph Stanley. And he had all sorts of Ralph's old stuff, like old toothbrushes and boots and random stuff, and they bought a whole bunch of Ralph's old stuff from this guy and turned around and donated about half of it to the Ralph Stanley Museum. Thought that was pretty cool. Neat stuff. All right, well, we have to take a quick break, but first I wanted to take a moment to thank all you folks out there tuned in wherever you might be in the world and those stations that bring music for the mountain to you every week. We've got folks tuned in to KALH in Alamogordo, New Mexico, KCHW in Chowila, Washington, KGIG in Modesto, California, KTGY in Napomo, California, KXCR in Florence, Oregon, WEJP in Wheeling, West Virginia, WLSL in Dade City, Florida, WMNB in North Adams, Massachusetts, WNEC in Henniker, New Hampshire, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, WXDR in New Orleans, Louisiana, WXHR in Hillman, Michigan, WNPA in Canton, Ohio, Pirate Radio 88.9 FM in Strathcona County, Alberta, and all of our online friends as well, the Bluegrass Jamboree, Boston Free Radio, Bumps Radio, The Global Voice, Homelands Radio, Southern Branch Bluegrass Radio, Shout Radio, and Sword Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back